35, has the first down, and is forced out of bounds right next to the 40-yard line. They say he stepped down to the 38-yard line. It's a 13-yard gain, first and 10, Bad Axe.
Number 88, Hayden Ewald, the defensive back for USA, pushes him out of bounds.
So Bad Axe coming out firing, working off the right hash mark, right to left across your radio. Same formation, Tommy Morneau in the pistol. He stands at the 35-yard line. Screen pass to the left now to number 3, Brown. He's past the line of scrimmage, across the 45, near midfield, and he comes out of bounds, stopping the clock at the 48-yard line, really close to the sticks. He might have the first down by about 6 inches.
Actually, that was number 7, Bailey Heinz, with that reception, Clark.
I can't see tonight, apparently.
Number 20, Ryan Miller-Wise, makes the tackle.
And they say it's second and inches. Second and one. Second and one, so it's a 9-yard reception for number 7, Bailey Heinz, the senior on this team. Another high snap. Looks for the screen pass to the right.
Wow, and what a play.
And Brendan Ballard actually tipped the pass and with his big paws brought in the an interception. The lineman intercepts the ball and gets all the way down to the 31-yard line.
I think that ball disappeared in his hand. I mean, he just reached one bear paw up there and snatched it out of the air and drug Zach Prill, the senior, took Zach Prill everything he had to bring him down.
And then he rumbled 15 yards down the field.
He certainly did.
So just when Bad Axe was getting something together, USA forces the turnover. T formation, Carter Lindenberg, your quarterback for USA, under center. Hands it off to number 27, Seth Gangler, trying to get around the left end. Bad Axe swarms to the ball after about a 3-yard gain. They're down to the 28-yard line, second and 7.
The tackle by Bad Axe is going to be made by number 76, unfortunately.
We don't have a 76.
We don't.
The USA actually canceled the JV game last night, so they moved up a few players for this Bad Axe team. We do not have numbers for that roster.
This just said number 76 is Nick Walsh.
Okay, we'll go with it. And it's a handoff to the left side. Looks like same result except a different running back out of the bottom of that pile is number 20, Brandon Harper. Excuse me, that's not 20. And 28, Brandon Harper. How about that one? It's a 5-yard gain, 4-yard gain, brings up 3rd and 4.
The senior, Nick Krachin, makes his first tackle of the night.
10:40 left in the first, no score. USA trying to utilize a Bad Axe turnover after their lineman, Brendan Ballard, brought in the interception right from the line. And now they're on the edge of the red zone at the 26-yard line. It's a handoff to the third man, Seth Gangler around the right side. Excuse me, Brandon Harper around the right side. Gets inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line. First down by about 4 yards. It's a 7-yard gain, first and 10 for the Patriots.
Shane Stokin making the tackle.
Brandon Harper's second carry right there now has 11 yards on the night. And move the chains for the Patriots. Navy blue jerseys, navy blue pants, white lettering, red and white stripes on the sleeves, white helmet with a P on the helmet in blue. There's the snap, T formation. Carter Lindberg looked like he's almost trying to pass, but he actually tripped over his own feet. Could be some soft turf over there. And he comes down for a loss in the backfield way back at the 23-yard line. It's 24-yard line. It's a loss of 5, second and 15.
Credit Jared Brown with the sack on the play for Bad Axe. Actually, I think he might have got...
He could have been tripped up.
I think his offensive lineman stepped on his foot as he stepped backward, but Jared Brown, the closest guy there to touch him down, will get credit for the sack.
Left to right across your radio, working between the hash marks, hands off to number 22, and Bad Axe comes to the ball. Nathan Mielke brought down in the backfield. No gain on the play. Good heads-up play by the Bad Axe defense.
Yeah, Nick Walsh, number 76, goes untouched on that defensive line and comes through and makes a nice tackle in the backfield.
It's now third, and actually they say he lost a yard maybe. Well, and it's at the 24-yard line, so we'll say it's third and 15 now. T formation for USA working off the left hash. Three men in the backfield. That would be Mielke, Gangler, and Harper. There's the snap, looking back to pass. Staying in the pocket, throws to his left. It's caught by Harper. Actually, he dropped it on the far sideline. Was wide open, but dropped the pass, incomplete, and now brings up a 4th and 15 in a really awkward spot. They're at the 24-yard line of Bad Axe.
Yeah, that ball was just simply dropped. Jared Brown was in the area about ready to make the open field tackle, but right through his arms, probably heard footsteps, Clark.
And he was being pursued in the backfield quite heavily by the front line of Bad Axe's defense. 9:06 left in the first quarter. No score. USA facing a 4th down and 15. Receiver wide each way. Two men in the backfield in the eye. Carter Lindberg under center. There's the snap. And it's a pitch out to the right to Brandon Harper. He's trying to reverse fields as he has nowhere to go. A flag flies in the backfield, and he comes down at the 17-yard line, much short of the first down. The flag lies at the 24-yard line. More than likely, it's going to be a hold against USA here.
Almost has to be a hold, Clark. They're conversing about it right now.
As Bannex is changing out personnel, it's a hold against USA. The penalty is declined. First and 10, Bannex. So just when Bannex was dealt a bad card, they came around and forced the deck against USA and get the ball back a little deeper in their own territory, but they have it at their own 18-yard line with no damage done.
Yeah, good stop by the Bannex defense. Looks, and I don't plan on seeing the Bannex offense doing anything different. On that interception, he dropped back and hesitated to the far side of the field and then threw it anyways, and Ballard was ready for it, snagged it out of the air.
Two wide each way, man in motion. That's seven, Bailey Hines, and it's actually a quarterback keeper. Tommy Morneau has room to run. He's across the 40, to the 45, across USA territory. He's down to the 30, one man to beat, down to the 20, to the 15.
He
beats him. He's in.
Touchdown,
Habanax. Tommy Morneau blasts right through the line. No one even knew he had it. He started the 18-yard line and flew right down the field. An 82-yard scamper for the score, and Bannex strikes first. Bannex 6-0 over USA.
Yeah, and Bannex utilizing the pass on their first drive. Nothing but pass plays. Had it intercepted, so Coach Minetti dials up the read option. Morneau seen a hole. Credit the offensive line. Morneau hit that hole, and nothing but pay dirt. And beat that defensive back down the sideline.
So at the 8:43 mark, it is a Bannex touchdown, and they have the lead at 6-0. They're going for two, sticking in the same formation. Tommy Morneau with still a spotless white uniform on this wet night. And it's a handoff up the middle to number 24, and he's in standing up. Matt McVeigh in for the two-point conversion. It's now Bannex 8, USA nothing on WLEW Sports Network.
Have I ever told you how much I just love lawsuits? What's not to like? You get to lose all of your hard-earned money. You get to miss work to sit in an awesome courtroom. And how could I forget? You get to deal with attorneys all day long. They're my fave. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. If you're not a big fan of lawsuits, and you'd rather spend your money the way you want to, make sure you have the proper insurance coverage. It's quite simple, and I can help. Call me at 989-375-4598 in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. That's Clark Ramsey.
Bannex strikes first with the 8:43 left in the first quarter. Bannex took one play. Tommy Morneau, 82 yards right down the field, right through the line. No one even saw he had it.
No, and credit a lot of things. They were expecting pass, so the defensive backs were hugging the sideline in that screen pass. And the read option, everybody else bid on McVeigh, a very talented tailback, bid on him. Morneau did the rest. He had one defensive back to beat and simply outran him. Great play call there by Minetti.
And now Morneau is kicking off as well from his own 40. It falls at the 17-yard line and picked up by number 20. Miller-wise gets down to about the 28-yard line, an 8-yard return. And it's first and 10 for USA, left to right across your radio, trailing 8-0 to the Bannex Hatchets.
The senior for Bannex, Tyler Gray, makes his first tackle on special teams tonight.
8:38 left in the first quarter. USA trying to get on the board. They stalled out in the Bannex red zone last time after an interception by Brendan Ballard. Coming out in the T formation, working off the right hash. Lindenberg under center. Bannex packing the box. It's a handout to the left side to Seth Gangler. Gangler gets out to the 35-yard line. It's a 6-yard gain. Brings up second and 4.
Tommy Morneau making the tackle on the play.
He does it all, folks. Clock continues to go. 8:20 left in the first quarter. 8-0. Very windy out there. East-northeast winds.